The most significant dimension of being human is that you have a discerning mind. You can think through an issue and respond the way you want, no matter what your instincts say. In the development, in the evolutionary development of life on this planet, this is the most significant thing that has happened to a human being, that we don't have to react by our instincts, though sometimes one may do so, but we have a choice. That is, we have a cerebral cortex which gives us a discerning mind. That means no matter what our instincts say, we can still act consciously. This has not come just because of the brain that we have, this has come because our system has developed in such a way, it has given access to the fundamental consciousness which makes all this happen. Because we have access to this, whether you're consciously accessing it or not, once you become human, you have an access to that dimension of intelligence that we are referring to as consciousness. Consciousness is that dimension of intelligence which is not ruled by memory. What we are calling as instinct is crystallized memory, that our responses are determined by past experience of life. When we say past experience, many generations of experience of life. Now, we have this discerning mind which can help us to go beyond the fundamental nature of our physical existence, the fundamental nature of accumulated experience that we have in the process of evolution, and in terms of genetics, we can go beyond our evolutionary memory, genetic memory, karmic memory, and this moment, you can be an absolutely new human being. This moment, you are capable of being an absolutely fresh life without being ruled by anything of the past. This unique possibility available only for a human being. Let us exercise our discerning mind and make this possibility available to us, that is, we can be an absolutely fresh life right now.